Daily Time with Jesus Devotional. My name is Alexander Thomas. The title for today's devotional is The Institution of the Lord's Supper. The scripture reading, Mark chapter 14, verses 22 to 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The main idea for this devotional is Jesus shed his blood for our sins. Lord's Supper is beautifully outlined in three words. First, he took humanity upon himself. Second, he broke. He was about to be broken on the cross. And third, he gave. He gave himself for us. The bread signified his body given. The cup, his blood shed. The bread and cup reveal that his crucifixion and death on the cross is an atoning sacrifice, fulfilling the Passover and all the sacrifices of the Old Covenant. He himself is both the sacrifice and the high priest who offers it. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed, and broke it. At this point, the Passover meal passes over into the Lord's Supper. After a few more hours, the old symbol will have served its purpose forever, having reached its fulfillment in the blood shed on Calvary. Jesus also made clear that what was essential in the first was not lost in the second. Both point to him, the only and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of his people. Passover pointed forward to this. The Lord's Supper points back to it. Notice they all drank from it in verses 23. That they all drank from the cup reflects our common experience at communion. We experience the presence of Christ. We remember his life and death for us. We acknowledge again his lordship in our life. We all eat and drink together. Communion humbles us before God. Communion expresses our oneness in Christ. Communion reminds us that we are forgiven. In communion, we remember his life and death for us. What is the meaning of the bread? Jesus told the disciples to take it. This is my body. Jesus used literal terms to describe a figurative truth. Just as he had many times said, I am the door, I am the bread, the light, the wine. So the bread symbolized Jesus' work of salvation on behalf of humanity. In a word, bread referred to the life of Christ. In the incarnation at Bethlehem, the city of bread, Christ, the bread of life, took on a human body. He demonstrated his divine life to all the world by living a sinless life in that body. His body was the tent in which he lived among men for 33 years. He bore our sins on the cross while in that human body. He triumphed from the grave by bringing that body back to life, and he now lives in that glorified body at the right hand of the Father, where he prays for us. As members of his body, we share that life. Through the bread, we see Jesus' incarnation, death, and resurrection of life. Our partaking of the bread symbolizes our real participation in his life. If we are believers, we all partake of the life, the body of Christ. This is what the bread means to us when we partake the Holy Communion. What is the meaning of the cup in verses 23 to 24? This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. The redness of the wine in the cup represented Jesus' atoning blood. Being poured out for many is a reference to Isaiah 53 verses 12, which speaks of Messiah as one who poured out his life unto death. This described a violent death. Many refers to those who believe in Jesus. His blood was the blood of a new covenant. The old covenant was solemnized by the shedding of sacrificial blood of the animals. Jesus' blood sealed the new covenant, whereby men would be saved by resting their faith in his atoning blood. What is the meaning of the new covenant? The word covenant, the Greek word for it is diatheke, which refers to an arrangement established by one party that cannot be altered by the other party. In other words, God established the covenant, and humans can only accept or reject it. They cannot alter it in any way. The new covenant is God's new arrangement in dealing with man based on Christ's death. The spiritual blessings Israel expected God to grant in the last days are now mediated through Christ's death to all who believe. The new covenant was ratified by the blood of Christ, and that is why he speaks of the cup as being the new covenant in his blood. This new covenant and the full and free salvation that it offers to Jews and the Gentiles alike is based on the shed blood of Christ. The endless blood sacrifices of the Old Testament were only temporary. They pointed forward to Calvary. Jesus' words, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many," echoes Exodus chapter 24, verses 6 to 8, where Moses poured half of the blood of the covenant on the altar and sprinkled the people with the other half to seal the covenant. Jesus understood his death as a sacrificial, inaugurating and sealing the new covenant. The foundation of the new covenant was laid through the cross. Under this new covenant, Jesus would die in the place of sinners. Unlike the blood of the animals, his blood, because he is God, would remove the sins of all who would put their faith in him. The prophets looked forward to this new covenant that would fulfill the old sacrificial system, according to Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus, called Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Notice, our Lord said, "I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine," in verses 25. For him, there would be no more festive joy until he returned to earth to set up his kingdom. Jesus is coming again. He is going to set up off his Father's throne. Pardon me. He is going to get up off his Father's throne in heaven and come back to this planet Earth, the very place of his rejection and suffering, and sit down on the throne of his father David. He will rule for 1,000 years. Then wine, which is now the token of his blood outpoured, will be given another meaning. It will symbolize the joy of his return. How would Jesus endure the pain? He knew a big banquet was coming. When you face trouble and need courage, do as Jesus did. Remember the promise and look to the future. This banquet is for you, and the price has been already paid. And finally, in verses 26, they had sung a hymn. Then they sang a hymn, probably a portion of the great Hallel, Psalms 113, to 118. Then they went out from Jerusalem across the Kidron to the Mount of Olives, where Gethsemane was located. The Hallel or Praise Psalms were sung or chanted in connection with the Passover. The first two Psalms, 113 and 14, before the meal, and the remaining four, which is Psalms 115 to 118, after it concludes. As Jesus and his disciples proceeded to the Mount of Olives, they were singing these praises to God. Jesus' death would be painful, but God could be praised for what was about to occur. This group of Psalms contains many memorable statements. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. According to Psalms 118:24. And here is the application of this devotional. We get weaker and less helped spiritually whenever we fail to make a communion an essential part of our spiritual life. As we come to the Lord's table, we should do so in a judged condition. Sin should be confessed and forsaken. Lord's Supper commemorates Christ's death on the cross for our sins and points to the coming of His kingdom in glory. When we partake of it, we show our deep gratitude for Christ's work on our behalf, and our faith is strengthened. Jesus blessed the food, thanking God for it. Even at his last meal before his death, so should we express thanks to God for all his provision. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 26. We observe the Lord's Supper till he comes. The return of Jesus Christ is the blessed hope of the Christian. In the church of the second half of the first century, believers celebrated communion and then prayed, Maranatha, come, O Lord. In Old Testament times, the Israelites were commanded to observe Passover on the 14th of the Hebrew month Nisan. By contrast, Jesus commands his disciple to both eat the bread and drink of the cup regularly, but refrains from giving his followers a fixed schedule. Those who accept Christ's sacrifice and believe in him receive forgiveness. Now all people can come directly to God through faith, because Jesus' death has made us acceptable in God's eyes. Come boldly to God through Jesus, in full confidence that God will hear you and save you from your sins. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your provision. Your body is broken for us, and your blood is shed for us. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would like to contact me, here is my email address, alexanderthomas1925@gmail.com. God bless you all as we serve the Lord together.